رضي الله عنه وعنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن رجالا يتخوضون في مال الله بغير حق فلهم النار يوم القيامة. حضرت خولا بنت عامر رضي الله عنه, the wife of حضرت حمزة رضي الله عنه, she says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that verily if a person he doubles unlawfully in wealth that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he has no right in, then he will end up in the fire of Jahannam. For him is the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. What is meant here is by those people that have are in charge of public funds, if they misuse these funds in any way, if they take it incorrectly for any type of personal benefit, or if they use these funds in such a way that is not desired by them to use it in that manner, maybe they're not benefiting themselves, but they're benefiting one sector that doesn't desire, that doesn't require that extra benefit, whereas that wealth is supposed to be used for all the Muslims, used for the public in general, and now they are just using it for a specific reason, or they're taking some type of personal benefit. This is a grave warning that a person will end up in the fire of Jahannam on the day of Qiyamah. Although this person may think that this is something small, I'm in this position. Many, very often it happens that when a person reaches a point or a position, then he begins to think that he's entitled to do that. Because I'm given this position, I'm entitled. So now in his mind he starts justifying it, that he'll take things for personal benefit. If he's got, for example, a phone, he'll start using it now for his own personal benefit, and now he'll think that I'm entitled to do this because of my position, so he's justifying what he's doing. Or if a person, his, for example, needs to go overseas, now he'll book first class, he'll book business class with public funds, whereas he could have booked an economy class ticket and gone overseas. But in his mind he thinks that now I'm in a high position, although it's public funds, he's thinking I'm in a high position, so I'm entitled to this. So very often it happens such that a person is not deliberately stealing the funds, but he's doing things and he's justifying it. When it comes to getting a vehicle for himself, then he'll get a very expensive vehicle, thinking and justifying that I deserve a very high expensive vehicle. So therefore you see many times at ministerial level, at governmental levels, there's so much of corruption. It's not that the people are outside rogues, but in their mind they start justifying things and making things permissible, that we deserve this and we demand that, and then that leads them to going into such quarters where they end up usurping the funds of the public. So this hadith is a warning. Therefore you find that Sahaba radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, whenever he appointed somebody as a governor, he would actually send people to go and check on him. He himself would go to check to see what this person's lifestyle was. If he could see anything that was undue, immediately he would replace that person and put somebody else in the place. Very, very careful that the public mustn't suffer at the hands of the person that has been appointed. Today we start a new chapter, بَابُ تَعْزِيمِ حُرُمَاتِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَبَيَانِ حُقُوقِهِمْ وَالشَّفَقَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَرَحْمَتِهِمْ. The chapter on honoring the sanctity of Muslims and honoring their rights and having compassion and mercy for them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وَمَن يُعَظِّمْ حُرُمَاتِ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِ. Whoever respects that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made sacred, that Allah Pak has made holy, then that will be the best for them by their sustainer. Another ayat Allah mentions, وَمَن يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنْهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Those people that honor and respects those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have made sacred, those symbols of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this is because of the piety in the hearts. So all those symbols that Allah Pak has created, they honor it, they respect it. And because of them respecting these places and these things, it is sign that they have taqwa in their heart. For example, a person that respects Baytullah. We might be sitting here in our masjid and Baytullah is a few thousand miles away, but the person doesn't face his feet towards the Qibla. Out of respect for Qibla, he doesn't face his feet. This is a sign that this person has taqwa in his heart, because he's respecting a symbol of Islam, the Kaabat Sharif. Like that, the Quran Sharif, a person is respecting the Quran, he keeps it clean, he keeps it high, he doesn't keep it on the floor, he ensures that this Quran Sharif is taken care of, he takes out time to read it. This is a sign that this person has taqwa in his heart, because he's respecting something that is a symbol of Islam. So the first hadith we do, Abi Musa الأشعري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن للمؤمن كالبنيان يشد بعضه بعضا وشبك بين أصابعه. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه, he says that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that a believer to another believer is like a building, how one portion of the building supports the other. You find that in any building, any structure, that one part of the building is supporting the other. If a building is built such that if a wind comes, then even though one part of the building might not be very strong, one wall might not be very strong, but the fact that it's attached to other walls, other beams, it's attached to the roof, it is attached to other foundations, it will give this thing extra support. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is explaining that one believer to another believer is a support, like parts, different parts of a building, how they support each other, they give each other strength. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he demonstrated this. This was his style, that one is he'll tell the people, and then the second is if he can demonstrate it so that it can be visual, they can see it even better. He took one hand of his in the other hand and he intertwined his fingers. And when he did this, like how when one hand is intertwined with the other, it supports the other hand. So like this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that believers support each other. This is the style and this is the respect and the honor that the Muslims are given. No religion, you'll never find any religion in the world where people don't know each other and they end up in one place, in one community, and suddenly a community is built up of Muslims around the masjid. You'll find a madrasa, you'll find a maktab, you'll find some ghusal khana, you'll find some jamiat. This is only because of this brotherhood that Allah Pak has created in the Muslims, something which is completely unique to Islam and Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq, that one person has got some quality, one person might have wealth, another person might have skill, another person might have experience, another person might have the energy. So everyone pulls their thing. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, everyone pulls their resources whichever way, and each one is supporting the other, like the different parts and the different components of a building, how they support and they complement each other. This aspect of respecting and this aspect of showing kindness and adab is an intrinsic part of our deen. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was going out of town in the initial days of Islam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to leave the public and he would go out to an uninhabited area, because ulama explained for few reasons. One reason is he would be so involved in the affairs and the matters of the people, he would be so mashghul and busy with them that he needed to take some time out so that he would gain more energy, more strength, and he would come back and he would make effort and he'd work and give his dawat day in and day out amongst the people. So that was one of the reasons why he would just break away from the people for a short while, go to a quiet place, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spend time there and come back. The other reason why ulama explained Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go out is because he was focused was on the people when he was working with them in Makkah al-Mukarramah. So, and Madinah al-Munawwara, his focus was always on the people. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he needed some time to leave and go out. Especially in Makkah, we find that he would, even before Islam, he would leave the people, he would go out to Cave of Hira, etc. But the reason he would do this was he needed that tawajjuh to be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100%. When he was with the people, then his tawajjuh was being distracted by the people. So to get his tawajjuh 100% on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he would go out. So one occasion when he was going out, he left one camel with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. The hadith, it comes, naqatul muharrama. It was a ghair tarbiyat yafta unt, meaning it was a untamed camel. And then he left his untamed camel by her and he told her, he gave her advice. He said, urfuki ya Aisha, oh Aisha radiallahu anha, have mercy, go kind on this camel. Be very kind on this camel. فَإِنَّ الرِّفْقَ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي شَيْءٍ قَدْتُ إِلَّا زَانَهُ. Because rifq and kindness is such a thing that it is not found in anything except that it beautifies it, it enhances it, it makes a thing better. Whatever it is, if kindness is found, it beautifies the thing. And وَلَمْ وَاللَّهَ نُزِعَ مِنْ شَيْءٍ قَدْتُ إِلَّا شَانَهُ. And this kindness is such a thing, if it is extracted from anything, doesn't matter who it is, what it is, take out kindness and gentleness, then immediately the beauty of the thing is lost. So if we look at anything like a relationship between two parties, then it doesn't matter who these two parties are, if this kindness, is this love, this muhabbat, it just beautifies the relationship. It just makes the relationship even better. But one day the person loses it and he gets upset and he starts screaming and he throws a tantrum and he loses himself completely. The same relationship for 20 years, 30 years, it spoils it because of this aggressiveness. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is advising Aisha radiallahu anhu, camel that is untamed, have mercy and be kind with this camel. Can you imagine how much more mercy and love and kindness we should be showing to our fellow believers? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursaleen walhamdulillah.